Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Talk sports with guys in the know.
It's embarrassing. I mean, are they not embarrassed?
It's time for Baskin and Phelps. Cleveland's Sports Radio, 92.3 The Fan.
Good Tuesday morning to you in Northeast Ohio. Hope everyone's doing fantastic. Yeah, the weather's turning a little bit. We're supposed to get a little bit of the white stuff over the weekend. But you know what? It's the holiday weekend. People coming in from out of town. I hope for you. You're seeing some folks you haven't seen in a while. And you get ready for a nice little family gathering on Thursday. At least I hope that for all of you. Hey, happy birthday, Bernie Kosar, today.
There
the
25th.
So
happy birthday, Bernie.
I texted with him a little bit today. Hopefully he'll join us on the show in the next couple days here, too. A lot of things going on. First of all, at the end of the Cavs game last night was ridiculous. I watched the end of that, and I'm just like, can we just move the ball? We'll get to that a little bit later in the show. We're also going to talk about college quarterbacks today. Mary Kay Cabot's going to join us. And then I'm really pumped because we get to talk a little Ohio State, Michigan at 1 o'clock.
It's the game, Andy.
The game, Jeff, with Antonio Pittman. Jax is in today. Hey, what's up, man? Welcome to the show. Always good to have you.
Thank you.
Are you nervous? I mean, filling in for Menigan's a big deal.
No, not nervous.
Sure.
Takes two guys to fill in for Menigan.
That is true.
It'd be Matt Corrali, too.
He's also in the... But Matt, you can say hello if you want to, if you're back there, if you even listen to the show. And he's not. So...
It's going to go really well today.
I can feel it. Yeah. I feel the love going in this one. So
it's going to be awesome.
Jeff, I got to tell you, let's start things off
with this thing.
There are so many like conspiracy theories about Kevin Stefanski's relationship with Shedeur Sanders. Like, I just don't even get it. I know we're going to get to this next part, but to me, the other day I was reading some stuff. They're like, and we had a phone call yesterday with a couple more people where the headline on it was, why did Stefanski bench Sanders on the Wildcat on the goal line? I'm like, did they not score a touchdown? What's the end result? Does it matter who's in the game? Did they get into the end zone? And it's not exactly like, oh, wow, Kevin Stefanski. Hey, Jeff, you know what?
Tell me, Andy.
I got to tell you, not a big Shedeur fan, so I don't want him to play. If he didn't want him to play, he wouldn't have started on Sunday, and he definitely wouldn't be starting this Sunday. Why is there this, is it a subculture? Is it animosity? Why do you think that there's this whole feeling that Kevin Stefanski can't stand Shedeur Sanders? And you've heard this too.
Because he didn't start him at the beginning of the year or didn't play him ahead of Dillon Gabriel.
So that the Browns were supposed to go against their own thoughts and the way they picked these two quarterbacks in the draft, they were like, oh, you know what, let's... Because, I see it all the time. Isn't it a normal trend in the NFL where you draft someone in the seventh round and you start them and you draft someone in the first round and you bench them, right? Or put them on the practice squad? No.
unless you get into camp and practice and everything else and the other guy makes a bigger and better impression on you, which must not have happened.
That will, the seventh for a first rounder will never happen.
Well, it did once. Brock Purdy.
Once.
Trey Lance, but it did happen once.
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 I mean.
Once.
It's unbelievable.
Once.
All right, so let's dive a little bit more into this, Jeff, because I ask you, you're watching. I'm seeing the same thing. I see a guy who's an NFL head coach. If you don't like him, you're not going to like him, and you're going to try and find every reason to hate him. It's just the way of the world, right? And so when we look at this and we talk about what's going on with Shador and Kevin, by the way, they won on Sunday, and we have all this animosity. Yeah, and there's all this animosity out there.
And Kevin played him, and they put him in a position to succeed, and he did.
Yes.
It was really good. Really good.
They did win, right? And they called a play where he went over the top, and we saw a big catch, Bond. Remember that play?
It was great. Although that it might have been a busted play that he turned into something, which was really good.
All right, so let's. I want to go back to Sunday, and I want to hear the locker room speech one more time, because this is getting nitpicked like crazy, too. Primarily just social media and some stories that are out there and stuff. And so listen to what Kevin had to say after the game on Sunday.
How about that road win? Stayed resilient together like I told you we needed to, right? Stay resilient together, and we fought together. How about Gage's big punt return on special teams? How about Corey, every single time you're out there pinning those guys, doing your job. Great. Offense wasn't perfect. How about that big play by Sam at the end? Huge play. Huge play. Harold making a big play. And then another rookie making his first start. Nice job, Shador. Well done. There's that old saying, save the best for last. How about that defensive performance?
Yeah.
Holy is what I have to say about that. 10 sacks by our defense. Okay? I got one ball in my hand. Okay, I got a guy. He's got to get a cold every week. Okay? He had a cold this week. Wasn't feeling himself. 3 sacks, which gives him 18 on the season through 11 games, which breaks his own Browns record. Miles Garrett.
Come on, man.
So I'll see you guys in tomorrow. Hey, I'll see you Wednesday!
There you go. So you got the day off yesterday.
And he fooled him. I'll see you tomorrow. Oh, Wednesday. Hey.
Jeff, was there anything in there that makes you think that he hates Shador Sanders?
No, not in the least.
But he didn't give him enough love.
Well, if you read some stuff that's out there, Andy, especially on social media, it's that he didn't give him enough love. He said, another rookie making his first start. Nice job, Shador. Well done. What's wrong with that?
Nothing. Maybe they're reading into the fact that he said the offense wasn't perfect.
Well, it wasn't.
I know. Maybe he didn't need to say it in the speech. I don't know. You're right after the game, he won the game. It was the only thing that he said. Well, I mean, he was mean to home wins because he made a big deal about it. Oh, wait, that was the first road win of the year. I don't. Why do we make such a big deal about this stuff? And then, you know, part of the issue is that he didn't get a game ball. You've got to be kidding me, right? Miles Garrett just set an NFL record. This isn't like some tiny little record to have as many sacks as he has in 11 games. No one's ever done that before. No one has ever done that in the history of the NFL. And if you have one game ball you're going to give out, who are you giving it to? I mean, it's a joke. Like, well, how could you even question? Maybe they should have given out more than one game ball, okay? Maybe that might have been the deal. But he handed out one game ball to the defense, especially, that played amazing with 10 sacks, as he brought it up, and Miles Garrett broke an NFL record by doing what he's done in 11 games.
And put himself on track to set a new NFL record for sacks in a season.
Yes, and I'm not saying he's going to win MVP, but man, every time he throws in a 3-sack game, his name gets mentioned there. So back off, Kevin, on not giving Shador a game ball. Come on. How about giving Miles some credit on that? How could you not? NFL record.
Andy, the player of that game, the story of that game, and the Shador story was a big one.
Yes.
The story of that game was 10 sacks, and then the guy who got 3. That was the story of that game. That's why the Browns won. And the offense did enough, and Shador did a terrific job in his first start, and that's part of it. But the story of that game was the 10 sacks, and it's weird to me. It just so many people are looking for something that I don't bother to look for it. You've got a young quarterback. He's playing now. You have a head coach. You have an offensive coordinator, and they're trying to put him in a position to succeed. And if you want to look for you want to look for, you know, bad stuff here, you want to think that they don't like each other. Well, maybe they don't. Do you think every NFL head coach loves every quarterback on his team?
Absolutely not. There isn't a team in the country where a coach loves every player on their team. And I don't care.
And maybe not even every quarterback.
Level.
Yeah. And do you think Shadur will play for another coach in his career? You bet he will. Do you think Kevin will coach other quarterbacks in his career? You bet he will. Wherever that is. And same thing with Shadur. But right now, this guy's the head coach and this guy's the quarterback. They don't have to love each other. They just have to work together.
Yeah.
And they did a very nice job of that against the Raiders.
And again, we come up with these thoughts based on 3-second cutaways of coaches. And people want to talk about the draft and the 3-second cutaway of what happened at the draft, which was on a delay. There's no way it was. I look at some of these things and you wonder why all we have is drama in this town.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Anybody that's trying to stir this stuff up here saying that maybe Kevin, maybe you're right, Jeff. Maybe Kevin doesn't like him. I don't
and
see it.
Maybe Shadur doesn't like Kevin. Guess what? It doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't.
Does everybody love their boss? Well, we do here, you know, of course, at the Fan.
Oh, of course.
But does every player in the NFL love the guy he's playing for? No. Does every coach love the guy he's coaching? No. And we have no proof that that's the case here. But regardless, it doesn't matter. All they have to do is work together.
It's true.
Greatest double play combination in baseball. Tinkers to Evers to Chance. Yeah. Apparently, Evers and Chance hated each other's guts. Hmm. Didn't stop them from playing well together. So it just drives me nuts. You get a win, you play pretty well all the way around, and people are looking for, you know, looking for drama. He wasn't vehement enough in his praise in a post-game speech.
He actually said his name.
Goodness gracious.
He normally doesn't even talk about guys. I mean, the punter even got credit.
Yeah.
I mean, Corey, I thought Corey had a great game,
Gage
too.
Gage got credit. Good punt return.
Yes.
He went special teams first, as all coaches seem to. Why? I don't know. Guys,
it's easy for them to watch it, and they're the ones.
And it's thankless, what? So you make sure you praise those guys.
Yeah, when they make mistakes, it's big and bold, too.
Well, they can be.
But when they hit a game winner, you're there for the,
that's pretty big, too.
Love that kicker, right? So you look at that, but here's what I'll say. If Kevin truly hated Shadur the way some people are trying to paint this picture, he wouldn't have started on Sunday. He would have jumped Bailey Zappe up. And this week, with Gabriel being out of concussion protocol, he would have went back to Gabriel. But he didn't. So, I mean, can one, enjoy the win? Two, stop the drama. So Jeff and I are just laying out this drama scenario that just, I just think it doesn't need to be. And I don't know, maybe there's just too many outlets out there. Maybe it's just nitpicking. Maybe look, the bottom line is the Browns won. If they come back and win again this week with Shedeur Sanders, I'll be happy.
I'll be happy.
I find this story.
I hope he plays a great game. I hope he keeps playing and keeps getting better.
Yeah, I find the story just kind of irritating. He's got a shot, you know, and he's taking advantage of it. That's what he did on Sunday, and I want to see more.
And maybe by not playing early on, they put him in a better position to succeed on the long term. You know, you can talk all about the first team reps and everything else. Okay, I get that. I understand that. But maybe, like a lot of young quarterbacks, sitting was a good thing. But everybody, a lot of folks seem to want to create a drama here that, you know, Kevin hates Shedeur. You saw it on his face and Andrew Berry's face when they picked him. Okay, great. Can we move past that? This guy's now, he's now the starting quarterback.
Now it doesn't matter where he was picked, right?
Now he's just a Cleveland Brown.
And he held on to the job.
Yeah.
Because the other quarterback who was starting got injured, and now they've decided they're going to go with Sanders.
After saying that Dylan was the starting quarterback.
Yes.
So Shedeur made a good impression. Kevin avoids a PR nightmare.
Yes. Well, that's true, too. That's a good point. Rob's in Macedonia. Thanks. What's up, Rob?
Hi, Rob.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Oh, we're good. A little irritated, but good.
First-time caller. I wanted to get in on this Shedeur take.
Awesome.
Okay.
I will say, right, so if you think about it, we got to see Shedeur play for 60 minutes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can either one of you tell me in those 60 minutes, it's not clearly obvious that he is more talented than Dylan Gabriel?
I thought he did some things that makes me think he has a higher upside, Rob. I've said that on the
more
show.
More ceiling, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would. Tell that in 60 minutes. It looks that way. It looks that way with their limited sample size for both guys.
Yeah, but okay, so we have a limited sample size. You know who doesn't? The guys in the building. They've been around this guy since day one, and you're going to tell me they couldn't pick that up? Like, how could they not see that?
When Shedeur said that was the first time he got hit in a year, they didn't give him the opportunity. I'm just being honest. This is how I feel. They didn't give him the opportunity to do that.
Okay, so that's my point. So you guys are talking about, we don't want to hear that doesn't have the opportunity. The opportunity's now. There's got to be an issue with knowing that the guy, just from 60 minutes, I could tell he's more talented. I got to believe they knew that too, but yet they still chose to not give him the opportunity.
But they did. I mean,
maybe the general manager wasn't quite ready for it.
And maybe, you know, being a rookie, they just wanted to give him a little more time to develop. But I don't know how they were developing him if it seemed like he had just met the guys on the field for the first time. So I understand the conundrum there. I'm not disagreeing with it. But I also think that we've seen, and let's be honest, I mean, there are guys who are on scholarship all over the place that there are walk-ons that walk onto a team that are better than the guys who are on scholarship, but a coach isn't going to walk away from the guy he's got on scholarship. In this scenario, I'm talking about a third-round pick versus a fifth-round pick.
And to that point, I think that ties back into what you guys said earlier, right? We both know that Gabriel is Stefanski's guy, and we know that Barry picked Shedeur. You can clearly see that. That's the point, I guess, I'm trying to drive home. I think he didn't want to give him the opportunity because he wasn't his guy. If Dylan Gabriel,
Bob, you're reaching at something there. You know,
you think so?
Well, the organization clearly drafted Dylan ahead of Shedeur. I mean, that's just a fact. So, and Andrew Berry is not going to draft a guy just because the coach tells him to. That's what Andrew Berry does.
No, I saw draft day. I saw draft day. Right? Isn't that word?
Kevin Costner.
Yeah.
Went for the running back.
All right, Rob. Thanks for calling. We appreciate it. First time caller, Rob Macedonia. Good job.
And we appreciate that. But Rob's taking it to another conspiracy level.
Right.
You know, can we not think that perhaps, and let me just throw this out. You know, they clearly like Dylan more, which, okay. They took him two rounds earlier. That's fine.
Anybody that's ever had to pick kids out of a line to play kickball understands that.
Right. And so he's going to get the first look, and they didn't see anything from Shedeur that made them think that he was more ready to play at this time than Dylan. Talent, that's a different story. There is a level of being ready to play. Coach him up in meeting rooms. You know, go over the playbook. Get him ready. Dylan played in different types of systems than Shador played in at Colorado. Maybe he was more ready to play right away. You know, Rob, I agree with you. In watching both guys, I think Shador has a higher upside. But
it's way more entertaining, I can tell you that.
Well, it has been so far. Andy, I don't want to, again.
But he was entertaining in college, too. I mean,
well,
it's not
without
like.
Without question. But Dylan Gabriel was really good in college. I kind of like Shador better right now. But I just don't want to see everybody dump on a guy who has played six or seven NFL games and think that he's done and can't play. Maybe Dylan becomes a good NFL quarterback. Maybe. Right now, I'm glad Shador is starting. So, but let's leave the Dylan hate out of this. There's no reason to hate on Dylan Gabriel. It wasn't his fault that he was picked ahead of Shador, and it wasn't his fault that they liked him more. Right now, they like Shador more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
They clearly made that choice, Andy, by starting him in this game. They could have picked either one, as you said.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they picked Shador.
Two games in a row, though, they could have picked a different quarterback other than Shador. Troy is in Vermilion. How are those woolly bears,
what's up,
my
Troy?
Friend? How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. How's everybody doing?
Good morning. Good.
Hey, I just want to chime off of the, I think you guys said a couple minutes ago, the BS drama that I don't know if it's the fans, the media. Like, we got to put all that stirs up so much muddy water, all because of a guy, our guy, Shador Sanders, a professional athlete in the National Football League. You have to sell yourself. You can't be. Yes, he might be outspoken. He may have a little swagger. Some people say he's cocky. That's what you do when you're a professional athlete. You are trying to sell yourself to get to that next level, to be that starting quarterback, to be the person. And it's really sad that people take it the wrong way, that he's arrogant. He's too full of himself. But you're a professional athlete. That's what you have to do. You are the number one player at that position when you're a professional athlete.
Okay, Troy. Thank you. He's confident. I don't know. I understand that, like, you can see it that way, but I don't know. He's so likable too. It's not in a bad way. He's an extremely likable person. It's hard not to be in a room and not feel his excitement.
I feel the same way about you, Andy.
Yeah, Jeff, I don't know. I can't honestly say I feel the same way about you. No, I'm just kidding. There is an energy about him that is extremely likable, and you're going to root for him. I don't think you could be. I mean, if you're in the room with the guy, you're just like, okay, I get it. I understand it. And, you know, and I just, his genuine, and I hate to say innocence, but his genuine innocence after that first game of appreciating, or at least I felt that he appreciated everything that was going on and that he finally had the opportunity and he was going to take advantage of it. So that's kind of where we are with it. I just want to see more. You said it right away in the postgame show the other day. I want to see more. Kyle's in Cleveland. Hi, Kyle.
Hey, good morning, Jeff. And
good morning.
Hi, Kyle.
First I wanted to chime in about the game ball. Andy, I agree with you. I want to start by saying I agree with you, okay?
But
I
don't okay.
It might not be such a no-brainer as you might initially thought. So Shador playing the way he played, which was not great, right? We can agree on that. He was the first NFL career start, you know, being scheduled, right? He knew he was a starter.
Mm-hmm.
And he was our first rookie quarterback to win his first start in, 30 years?
30, no, it's like, what was the first one of this 90, since Eric Zier?
95.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think that's game ball worthy. But I agree that Miles, he's done stuff that nobody's ever done. The season has been amazing to watch. But
I mean, if you had one game ball to give out, who were you giving it to?
Miles. And that's why I said I agree with you. But I think if Miles doesn't have that, I think Shador is right. I don't think there's anybody who gets it besides Shador.
Yeah, Kyle, I agree with you on that, especially because, you know, whether you think he's overconfident or not, you still want to build confidence among a rookie. And what better way than to say, hey, boys, look at this. The rookie carried us through. So, Kyle, I'm with you on that. Now, Kyle.
And it's game ball drama.
I know.
I mean, who cares?
All right, so what did Kevin say after Gabriel's first win? Do you remember this, Jeff?
I don't, Andy.
Oh,
well, the wins have all run together in my head. I can't keep them straight.
Well, to go in the Wayback Machine.
I'm glad I made you chuckle.
As Wayne and Garth would say, let's go back and hear exactly what Kevin had to say.
What was this? This was Dylan Gabriel's first win.
This
wasn't
was Dylan Gabriel's first win. Okay, let's see if there's any drama from this.
Hey, fellas, how about that teammate game right there?
Yeah!
How about supporting each other? How about supporting each other? How about pushing each other? How about celebrating with each other? Okay? That's what it's about in this team game. When we push each other, when we pick each other up, I appreciate how you guys work. First, I'm going to start here. Just broke a record for most starts by a Brown since 1999 when Browns came back. So much love. Three touchdowns for the young kid.
Yeah,
okay, some good out there. Some good plus four turnover margin. Okay? You're going to win a lot of games, probably all of them, if you go plus four. Okay? That was a great job. Tyson gets his first touchdown. Grant gets a punch out on kickoff. Turned into points. Nice job. Corey, three punts inside the 20. Andre, 4-for-4, extra point, 1-for-1, field goal, 5-for-5.
I like that too.
In tough conditions. Well done.
Andre!
Defense, you're all getting the game ball.
Okay? Woo!
But I'm gonna do this. That defense out there, including to the very last play, okay? Four sacks, 11 tackles for loss.
Oh my God!
Okay? This ball is going to Coach Schwartz for that plan and for executing that plan and for us playing our style defense. So where are you, Coach Schwartz?
Schwartz.
Oh, I don't know. What is this infatuation he has with the punter? He brings him up every time they win. I don't know. Maybe there's something going on there.
To you.
Maybe.
Was that the entire speech?
He believes
sounded like it got cut off. Even mention Dylan Gabriel?
What?
Nope, no Gabriel.
How could he not do that? First win as a rookie.
Where's the love, man?
He must hate him.
Do you think he hates
Gabriel?
He wanted him to take Shador in the third.
And by the way, I think they had multiple game balls because I think he said everybody on defense was getting one.
Everybody got one.
Maybe they ran out of balls for this week.
Insert your own joke here.
Maybe they ran out and Miles was the only one they could afford. So they said, does everyone get it? Like... And by the way,
By the way, he sounds just like he sounds in his press conferences.
He needs to swear more often in his press conferences.
He does. By the way, in that win,
let's go to Mary Kay.
In that win, Dylan was 13 of 18, 116 yards.
Let's hear it for the rookie.
Didn't have to do much. No touchdowns. No interceptions. Just played a solid game.
So wait, if he didn't, so that must mean he doesn't like him because he didn't bring him up in that first.
Didn't bring him up. Didn't give him a game ball, Andy, for his first NFL win.
What are we going to do? What are we going to do, Jeff?
Make some drama about this.
Maybe this is why everyone's
picking
on his coaching.
Kevin Stefanski hates Dylan Gabriel and short left-handers. 216-474-0092.
We'll get zero calls on that.
I know.
You know. Talking about unnecessary drama, like... Folks getting all bent out of shape because Kevin Stefanski didn't say enough about Shedeur Sanders after the game the other day.
In his post-game speech.
Yeah, in his post. I just didn't give him a game ball. Didn't. I mean, and it just adds, you know, and I think people that are looking for a reason to either hate Kevin or not, I hate such a strong word, not like Kevin, think he needs to go. I mean, they're looking for a reason. And this story is just like, I don't get it.
The
Browns won. And why are we even doing this? Why are people even talking about this? I don't. Mary Kay Cabot's going to join us at 11. You were talking about Albert Breer there before we went to break, Jeff.
He writes for Sports Illustrated, and he's with the afternoon guys an awful lot. And his NFL column that came out yesterday, I thought was really interesting. And the headline on the story was, why the idea that Shedeur Sanders will be the Browns starter in 2026 remains a long shot.
Hmm.
And he has a conversation. He quotes Joel Bitonio, and Joel says some really good things about Shedeur.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd suggest you go read this. But Albert, I think, summed the situation with Shedeur up better than I've heard anybody sum it up.
Okay.
Including any of us. He said, after watching what happened against the Raiders, he made 2 points. Sanders should start for the Browns this week against the 49ers.
Okay.
And I don't believe the Browns starting quarterback for 2026 is on their roster.
Hmm.
But then he said this, and this is the thing that if you think about this, this to me is exactly right. He said, the problem with Sanders is simple. He's a fifth round pick who started the season as Cleveland's third quarterback after spending the summer fourth on the depth chart. And most folks refuse to judge him that way. And then he said, here's the part that I think is really on the money. In this weird world, you're either with him, and then in parentheses, he should be the team's starter for the next decade, or you're against him, parentheses, you must think he stinks if you don't believe that, and there's no in-between. And see, that's the thing to me that, and we hear it every day. I mean, if you don't love Shedeur and somebody loves him, then you're a complete you-know-what. And if you don't like him, then you're just a hater. And there's no in-between. And that's not accurate. He's an intriguing young football player. There's no question about that. And even yesterday, Andy, when we said, hey, we'd like to see more, he deserves the start. Before Kevin said he was the starter, that wasn't enough for some people. You need to name him the starter for the rest of the year. You've got your franchise quarterback. Now just go. Well, you can't make that proclamation after, three halves of football. And I can't wait to see more. I hope he's phenomenal. But I think we all know enough about football to think, all right, you got to keep doing this a little bit, because otherwise they're in a position to draft a quarterback next year.
Right.
And you still have Gabriel, and you still have Deshaun. My fingers are crossed that the kid does really well and erases all doubt. But I think Albert Breer nailed it there.
Eric Goodman.
You're either with him or against him.
Yeah,
or there's no in between.
There's a radio host in Denver. His name's Eric Goodman. He's been on our show before.
Yeah.
I've known Eric for a long time.
Eric, you worked with Eric in Montana, right?
Yeah, a long time. Yeah. And so, pretty popular or sometimes controversial host in Denver, told me before, like the day after the Browns drafted Shedeur, he goes, look out. I go, what do you mean? He goes, here's what's coming. And the reason I bring this up is because I was just looking through some notes, and it just says, Breer also called this Tebow mania too, right? Somewhere along the line, Albert Breer had said Tebow mania to kind of describe the feel of Sanders' first start. And he said to me, the only player I can kind of relate the whole the
mania.
Yeah, the mania part is like Tim Tebow. And like Eric said this to me, months ago.
Of course, he had Tebow in Denver.
Yeah. And he said that, it's either one way or another. You either love him or you hate him. And
which is ridiculous.
You know what though, Jeff? I still think we're shell shocked because we've been down this road before. Johnny Manziel was one of those guys, right?
Yeah, he was.
Johnny was exactly the same thing, except the upside on Shedeur is 1,000 times greater than a guy that never opened up his playbook. And by the way, this is...
And Baker was somewhat like this.
Yeah, Baker was like this a little bit because Baker was outspoken as a guy that feels like he's been an underdog his whole career.
Right.
And so, I mean, I don't know how the Browns continue to find themselves in this situation over and over and over again. Like, hey, can we just draft a quarterback that shows up and throws touchdown passes?
Like it.
I mean, that's... So, I think a lot of this is like... knowing that you're going to go up and down a hill on a roller coaster and you're going to white knuckle it a little bit. You're hanging on because you don't know, and you, but you've been down this hill before and it's made you either really, really happy or really, really sick. And so, like, I just, there's more to it than the football part of it. And and I just remember him telling Eric saying that, like, get ready, because he had said something that wasn't even like too critical of him and maybe brought up a fact about, I don't know, maybe just throwing passes behind the line of scrimmage. And he said he just got obliterated by fans that called him every name in the book because he wasn't 100% all in.
Completely on the love train.
And yeah, and that he was pointing out facts. So
we've caught grief for that here.
Yeah, I will say this, that you see things sometimes in a much more stable light than I do on things, because I let my emotions ride the wave, and then I listen to you and I'm like, you know, statistically, he's right. I get it. I understand what he's saying, and it's hard to argue against that other than you're trying to argue with what you see rather than what might actually be on paper and what might actually be happening. Craig is in Akron. Hi, Craig.
What's up, Craig?
Hey, what's up, guys?
How are you?
not too shabby. How are you guys doing?
Oh, we're hanging in.
Yeah, I just want to say, to tell you the truth, you know, people are just, they're advantageous towards the guy they want. And they're not patient. I'm sorry, but rookie quarterbacks, no matter what you want, take patience. You know, no one's a Hall of Famer because one game. No one's the worst quarterback in the world because of one game. And this team, I just want them to make good draft picks for a change. I've watched Nick Foles win a Super Bowl. I've watched Flacco. I've watched Trent Dilfer. What did they have? They had a good team. I just want to see, and you'll never know the ceiling of a quarterback without a good team. And I just want to see him get good players. And people right now, they're just being advantageous towards the guy they want. They even make up stuff. This Dillon guy, he has a good arm. He's rifling in fast, tight spirals. That's not a weak arm. I don't care what anyone says. You don't have a weak arm rifling in passes in between three guys going at like 70 miles per hour. That's not weak. I'm sorry. I don't know what they're watching, but it's not football.
All right, Craig. Thank you. Craig from Akron checking in.
Dillon's made some throws this year that would make you think his arm is not as strong as it should be. Andy, that's why I went back yesterday. I mentioned I watched some stuff from when he was at Oregon. And, man, he threw the deep ball really well. And they weren't like moonshots.
Right.
So I don't think he's played up to his best right now. And, you know, maybe that and a concussion cost him a starting spot, at least for the 49er game.
Michael is in Hinckley. Hey, Michael.
Hey, Michael.
Morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to comment, Bill, on something that you already said. You know, you said that Stefanski avoided a PR nightmare by starting Shador, and I agree with you. And the thing with that is, if he had started Dillon, he would have had the PR nightmare. If he starts Shador, you don't hear a peep, because all the time that I've listened to you guys and watched the games, you know, there are hundreds and thousands of Shador fans and fan clubs.
Millions. 3.5 million on social media.
Right. I don't hear a single person stand up for Gable. And I'm exaggerating. I'm sure there's some. But and here's my point. And you said it best. One of you guys said it best. You don't have to be a Shador supporter. You don't have to be a Gabriel hater to be a Shador supporter. I was always taught this. You don't have to put somebody down in order to lift somebody up. So I just wish they would stop making it seem as if, like, you know, Shador is superior to Gabriel, or the reason that the Browns have been poor is because of Gabriel, and now it's going to be good. Why can't you just support the team, support the players, and realize they're all going to have good and bad days? And remember, every time you cut down Gabriel, you know, for his play, you know, he was playing behind the same line, you know, offensive line that isn't that good, the same receivers that are dropping balls. So, you know, don't put the burden on him and don't make the guy seem like he's incompetent, because someday he's going to come back and bite you in the ass just the way Baker did. You know, let's just root for the players that are out there and be happy for the ones who do well and support the ones who don't, because I just think they're all trying their best, but they don't always have the same opportunity.
That's true, Michael.
Thanks for giving me a chance to give my opinion.
Yeah, but thank you. We appreciate it. I think the other thing to remember, too, with both these guys is they're rookies. Andy. It's their first year in the league. They're walking into stadiums, and they've never played there before. They don't know where the bathroom is. I mean, there are a million things going on. You remember your first time doing anything? Going into a new job or new school? Or I mean, that's where you can relate. You don't have to be a multimillionaire or a pro athlete to understand the butterflies that you get when you walk into a job for the first time. What are you laughing at?
There's one other thing here.
Yeah.
It's not like either one of these guys were drafted to be the savior of the franchise. Okay? Franchise saviors aren't drafted in the third and fifth rounds. Those are lottery tickets at that position. And if you happen to end up with two guys who can play, oh my God, what you nailed it twice on quarterbacks in the third and the fifth? Now who knows if that's going to be the case. But let's hope that they can develop both of these guys and they have two viable NFL quarterbacks. That would be awesome. I wouldn't care which one starts. If you can get two viable NFL quarterbacks, they'll figure out which one they like best. Right now, the one they like best is Shedeur Sanders. I think everybody needs to realize that, because Dylan's out of protocol and he was the starter and he's not coming up on Sunday. So anybody who wants to scream, they hate him, they hate Shedeur, they don't want to. No, guess what? They picked him over Dylan Gabriel. He's accomplished what everybody wanted him to do, which was to jump Gabriel on the depth chart, at least for this game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.